Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dame i panové. I vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedelu na stanicu Rusin FM o 5:15 hodiny u Pittsburghu a 5:10 hodiny u Priašovi. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on Russin FM, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, and today is Sunday, April 25th, 2021. Those of us on the old calendar are celebrating Palm Sunday, Kvitnu Nedilu, and we start today's program as you proceed into Holy Week with having suffered the Passion for us, Preter Pivi za nas Strasi. This broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society. We still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. I still don't have a sponsor for next week's special Easter broadcast. If you are interested in partially or fully sponsoring that broadcast, or would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Next, we have Ode to Russins. This song is performed by Mikulash and Natalia Petroshovsky, the father-daughter singing duo from Humene.
Тебе початок прекрасна кам'яна, там річка бурхлива далеко біжить. Той край, що зазнав уж не єдного пана, під небом карпатським спокійно лежить. Той край, що зазнав уж не єдного пана, під небом карпатським спокійно лежить. Стояли тут давно стародавні мури, які було видно із вершини зір. То було гніздочко той нашої культури, яку тяжко творив русин богатир. То було гніздочко той нашої культури, яку тяжко творив русин богатир. Співайме весело, най чує цілий світ. Співи, що співали діти і прадід. Най наша співанка летить в кожний двір. Прославить навіки наш русинський рід. Прославить навіки наш русинський рід. Перейшли безкидом бурі непогоди, але край наш рідний все знову ожив. І він немало принесли ту шкоди, але сильний духом народ пережив. І він немало принесли ту шкоди, але сильний духом народ пережив. До рідного дому, до рідного краю приходять здалека із міста й села, і з вірою пресвято вся будуть вертати ті, кого ту щира любов привела. І з вірою пресвято вся будуть вертати ті, кого ту щира любов привела. Співайме весело, най чує цілий світ. Співи, що співали дідки і прадід. Най наша співанка летить в кожний двір. Прославить навіки наш русинський рід. Прославить навіки наш русинський рід. Прославить навіки наш русинський рід.
We continue with the life of Father Alexander Duchnovich, whose birthday we commemorated yesterday, April 24th. Duchnovich considered that his main task was to enlighten or raise the educational and cultural standards of the Russian people, which first required the codification of a literary language. He did not, however, opt to create a literary language on the basis of the most widespread spoken dialects, as his contemporary friends and colleagues, the Slovak National Awakeners, had done for their language. Instead, Father Alexander accepted the principle of two styles. He used the low style, or Russian vernacular, for works intended for mass consumption, including school texts, patriotic poetry, and plays like the very popular Dobro ditel prevyshaya bogatstvo, Virtue is more important than riches. For scholarly and other more serious texts, he used the high style, that is, the Slaveno-Russian language. This was an amalgam of Russian, Church Slavonic, and Russian, which he called traditional Carpatho-Russian language, but critics derided as Yazychia or Makronic jargon. Father Alexander categorically rejected the language used by the Ukrainophiles in Galicia and the idea that Ukrainians form a distinct nationality. While he did maintain contacts with brethren beyond the mountains who were not foreign to him, those contacts were exclusively with old Ruthenian and Russophile activists and with cultural organizations in Lviv, such as the Rus National Center, the Staropegiel Institute, and the Galician Rus Cultural Foundation, all of which rejected the view that Ukrainians formed a distinct nationality. Father Alexander also maintained close contacts and learned from experience of Slovak national awakeners and Russian scholars. Responding to the political crisis in the Habsburg Empire and the increase in Magyarization during the late 1850s and early 1860s, Father Alexander, together with political activist Adolf Dobrianski, attempted to consolidate Russian national forces by creating a new cultural organization such as the St. John the Baptist Society in Prešov, as well as the St. Basil the Great Society in Ushorod. Their efforts met with only limited success because the traditional Russian patriarchal society, whose educated elite, for the most part Greek Catholic clerics, were becoming increasingly inclined toward Hungarian state and the idea of belonging to a single Hungarian political nation. Father Alexander died in Prešov on March 29, 1865. Soon after his death, Father Alexander was considered, by an albeit gradually decreasing number of national patriots, as the father and national symbol of the Russian people. During the pre-World War I decades, scholars in the Russian Empire saw Dukhnovich as the preserver of a Russian identity in what they also described as Rus abroad. After World War I and during the Second Russian National Renaissance, which took place under Czechoslovak rule, numerous books and articles were dedicated to Father Alexander. Statues or busts were erected to him in Sevlush, Chust, Prešov, Kolochava, Poljana near Svaljava, and his native village of Topolja. One of Subcarpathia's leading cultural societies was named after him, the Dukhnovich Society, in 1923. His name also served as a catalyst and symbol of national unity among Russian immigrants in North America, and a statue of him was erected in the Cleveland Cultural Gardens in 1939. And in the 1970s, a society in Toronto, Canada, was renamed in his honor, the Dukhnovich Society of Carpatho-Russian Canadians. During the decades of communist rule following World War II, Marxist scholars were allowed to treat Dukhnovich as an acceptable, progressive national awakener from the past. His career as a Greek Catholic priest went unmentioned, as was his open rejection of the Ukrainophile movement. Instead, literary scholars in both the Soviet Union and Czechoslovakia transformed Dukhnovich into a Ukrainian writer and a national awakener of the Transcarpathian Ukrainians. This view continues to be espoused by Ukrainophiles in the post-communist era. The years since the revolution of 1989 have also seen Father Alexander become the primary symbol for the third Russian national revival, not only in the Prešov region and Subcarpathian Rus, but also for Russians in the Lemko region, Hungary, Croatia, and Serbia. In Prešov, the professional Ukrainian National Theater was renamed the Alexander Dukhnovich Theater. In Ushorod, the Dukhnovich Society, which was banned by the Soviet regime, was revived, and a monumental statue to him was erected. And there's the annual Duknovich Prize for the Best Work in Russian Literature, established by the Canadian Russian philanthropist Stephen Chepa.
Котрадівка файна, котрадівка файна, витезаміш носи. Котрадівка файна, котрадівка файна, витезаміш носи. Вешіла, вешіла, на вешілу люди. Добре мені знати, добре мені знати, коли моє буде. Добре мені знати, добре мені знати, коли моє буде. За тебе не била.
Mine. They had a plan to Stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the DCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the DCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of the rates and products online by logging onto their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, where you can read the April edition of the GCU magazine. You can also give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. The next session of Let's Talk Russian Genealogy, the Zoom meeting sponsored by the Carpatho-Russian Society, will take place on Wednesday, May 12th, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Tom Peters, retired former professional genealogist, will tell you what you need as he approaches Russian genealogy research requests. This Zoom meeting is open to the public, but you do need to register. In order to register, go to our webpage, c-rs.org. On the main banner, hover over Events and click Our Events. So that is Tom Peters and the next installment of Let's Talk Russian Genealogy, Carpatho-Russian Society virtual series. This takes place Wednesday, May 12th at 7:30. To register, go to c-rs.org, Events, Our Events. Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship will be offered once again in 2021 to an outstanding Russian student or any student enrolled in a Carpatho-Russian school, is a member of an organization, society, or club that advances Carpatho-Russian culture. This $1,000 scholarship assists students who themselves are members of the Carpatho-Russian Society. You need to be in a 2 or a 4-year educational program and has to be an accredited institution that offers certified academic, professional, technical, or vocational training. For more information on the 2021 Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship, please go to our webpage, c-rs.org, and on the home page, just click 2021 Donson Scholarship, c-rs.org, 2021 Donson Scholarship. Also, don't forget about our genealogy forum. Right under the Donson Scholarship, click the genealogy forum, and you will be able to see the latest happenings in the discussion forum. Thank you for joining me today on Holosa Rusyni America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on Russian FM for another broadcast. Don't forget to check out Russian FM any time of the day or night. They have wonderful Russian programming, such as liturgies, both Greek Catholic and Orthodox, Hit Parade, and much more. If you would like to listen to this broadcast or any of the archives, please go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatha Russian Society, at c-rs.org, c-rs.org. We'll see you next Sunday for our next special Easter broadcast. Trimajtesya krasny tyzden z Bohom.
Не подувай вітрику по широкому полю, не одвівай од мене слово дай кумою. Барвіночку зелена й зелена листочка, що тя буду збирати на віноті бочка.
голоса русинів Америка.